It is time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Social media host, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. What are we learning about today on the Wiki Corner?
Well, today is a very important national holiday.
I had a feeling.
It is National Pizza Day.
Okay.
Well, it's a holiday we can all celebrate.
We sure
National
can.
National Pizza Day.
Pizza Day. Okay.
We were just talking about pizza not that long ago.
We were.
With
I
Ed.
Remember that. Yeah.
About toppings, right, I think?
Yeah, I brought up anchovies.
Because
everybody talks about anchovies as being, but nobody, I don't know anybody gets anchovies
right.
on the pizza.
Me neither. Well, it turns out the word pizza
yep.
first appeared in a Latin text all the way back in the 10th century.
Whoa.
Yeah, so it's been around a long time.
The 900s.
Foods similar to pizza have been made since the Neolithic age, and records of people adding other ingredients to bread to make it more flavorful can be found throughout ancient history.
Whoa.
But modern pizza evolved from similar flatbread dishes in Naples, Italy, in the 18th or early 19th century. Prior to that time, flatbread was often topped with ingredients like garlic, salt, lard, and cheese.
Ooh, lard.
Some lard on your pizza. It's uncertain when tomatoes were first added, and there are many conflicting claims.
I bet.
Yes.
I bet.
So pizza was brought here to the U.S. by Italian immigrants in the late 19th century and first appeared in areas where they concentrated, like New York City, Chicago, Philadelphia, Trenton, and St. Louis.
Grazie.
Yes.
That's what we say, right? Grazie.
That is
That's
what
a
we
thing,
say.
Right? Yeah.
Before the 1940s, pizza consumption was limited mostly to Italian immigrants and their descendants. But following World War II, veterans returning from the Italian campaign who had been introduced to Italy's native cuisine proved a ready market for pizza in particular and helped the popularity of pizza here in the U.S.
Very good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So pizza chains sprang up with pizza's popularity rising. Leading early pizza chains were Shakey's Pizza, founded in 1954 in Sacramento, Pizza Hut, founded in 1958 in Wichita, Kansas, and Little Caesars, founded in 1959 in Garden City, Michigan.
Okay.
Yeah. The most probably controversial pizza would be the Hawaiian pizza, I think.
Yeah.
There's a lot of a love-hate with Hawaiian pizza. It's
yeah.
a lot of, yeah, a lot
I don't
of
understand
strong
why.
Feelings
yeah.
about Hawaiian pizza.
Have you had a Hawaiian pizza?
I think I have at least probably once in my life.
I feel like there was an era when it was popular and it's
in
and
the
more
90s
acceptable.
Or something,
I
right?
Think it was,
I feel
yeah.
like I, yeah. So anyways, the Hawaiian pizza was invented in 1962 in Canada by a Greek immigrant and restaurant owner named Sam Panopoulos at the Satellite Restaurant in Ontario. Canada.
So a Greek-Canadian came up with it.
With a Hawaiian pizza.
Well, that may be why it wasn't
right?
so popular. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
So inspired in part by his experience preparing Chinese dishes, he was very well-rounded.
Wow.
Which commonly mixed sweet and savory flavors. Mm. He experimented with adding pineapple, ham, bacon, and other toppings. These additions were not initially very popular, but it soon caught on locally and eventually became a staple offering of pizzerias around the world. And he chose the name Hawaiian after the brand of canned pineapple that they used.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
That's perfect. And by the way, thank you, Canada, for contributing food to us, the Hawaiian pizza.
That's right.
Yeah.
Now, according to a 2019 YouGov Omnibus survey, 12% of Americans who eat pizza say that pineapple is one of their top three favorite pizza toppings.
No, they don't.
While 24% say that pineapple is one of their least favorite toppings. However, it was not the most disliked topping. Other ingredients were even more widely unpopular. Anchovies, that we just mentioned,
yeah.
and eggplant. I like eggplant.
On pizza?
I never had it on pizza, but I wouldn't be opposed to trying eggplant.
Okay,
on pizza.
Next time you order a pizza, just say, hey, I'd like some eggplant. Just see if they say, what?
Yeah, what?
What?
I'm sorry, did you see that on our menu? I don't think so.
What?
Now, Australia is apparently a huge fan of Hawaiian pizzas.
Okay.
Yeah. A 2018 study by Domino's found that some 5.7 million Hawaiian pizzas were ordered, making it in the top four of pizza choices there in Australia.
Oh, they like it.
They do.
They
not like only that, but 2.2 million Aussies requested extra pineapple topping added to their pizza.
Holy cow.
So
they like a fruit
are
salad.
Big fans of the Hawaiian pizza.
Yeah, cantaloupe
in
on there. Yeah.
Apparently, yeah. So the world's largest pizza was prepared in Rome in December of 2012, and it measured 13,570 square feet.
That's big.
That's a big pizza.
That's a big pizza.
The pizza was named Octavia in homage to the first Roman emperor, who was Octavian Augustus.
Oh,
you knew that, of course.
Thank you, of course.
And it was made with a gluten-free base.
Oh, well, that's good. So everybody
healthy.
Could have it.
Right.
That must have cost a fortune, because the gluten-free is
right. It's pricey.
It's pricey.
Yeah. So the world's most expensive, speaking of price, expensive commercially available pizza recognized by Guinness World Records costs $2,700.
No.
And it was sold at Industry Kitchen in New York City.
Okay.
It is made of black squid ink dough. Sounds delicious.
Yes.
Topped with UK white Stilton cheese, French foie gras and truffles, two different kinds of caviar, and 24-karat gold leaves.
Okay, you're putting gold on your food. You just, it's
ostentatious. And two different kinds of caviar. Do you need really two different kinds?
Ostentatious. That's something that maybe one of the, who's that family? The
Kardashians.
The Kardashians. Thank you. The Kardashians would do.
Yeah. So overall, 13% of the U.S. population aged 2 years and over consume pizza on any given day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And Americans, surprisingly, aren't the biggest pizza lovers.
No.
Norwegians eat about 11 pounds of pizza each year, which is more than Americans,
I guess. All right.
So that surprised me. Norwegian.
Yeah. Norway.
Norwegians.
Norway.
Yeah.
Excelling at pizza consumption. You picked out a record to go along with pizza, did you?
Yeah, so we're going to play a song called El Pizza by the Olympians.
Wonderful. Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.